You're listening to SBS News.
France is bringing its night curfew forward by 2 hours to 6 p.m. and strengthening border controls in an attempt to minimise the spread of COVID-19 infections. The revised national curfew will start on Saturday, while from Monday, all travellers coming to France from outside the European Union must produce a negative virus test result and self-isolate for a week upon arrival. The French government says it is working hard to avoid the closure of schools, but if the virus gets out of control, then it will place the country under lockdown again. Prime Minister Jean Castex says the coronavirus situation in France is concerning, with hospitals under immense stress and the infection rate at a high plateau.
Mais je veux être parfaitement clair.
I want to be perfectly clear with you. If in the next days we see a strong degradation of the epidemic, we will have to immediately decide for a new lockdown, because we have to, as we have incessantly done so from the beginning of this crisis, prepare for all possibilities.
For 5 weeks, the number of coronavirus patients in hospital has been stable, but French health officials are concerned by the more contagious variant, first detected in the UK, that now accounts for at least 1% of new cases in France. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has received a COVID-19 vaccine produced by Beijing-based biopharmaceutical company Sinovac to set an example and encourage others to take it. Turkey's vaccination program has been rolled out, with authorities allowing the emergency use of the vaccines. Mr. Erdogan says other leaders should get inoculated.
Unfortunately, there are those that are pursuing negative campaigns, but I believe that my nation has good sensibility and will never give these negative campaigns the opportunity. My nation, following the light of science and understanding, will give the best answer with this vaccine, especially in this period with the cursed coronavirus upon us.
In the United States, President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil a close to $2.5 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. The package strives to revive America's economy amid the coronavirus pandemic and assist minority communities. The Biden administration will work with Congress on the package after the president-elect is inaugurated on January the 20th. Chile is administering a new phase of its COVID-19 vaccination plan, with healthcare workers receiving a second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Chilean health authorities say over 10,700 people have been inoculated, with half from the metropolitan region around the capital, Santiago. Following healthcare workers, elderly people will be the next to be vaccinated. Chile's Undersecretary of Health, Paola Deza, says the vaccine is a vital part of the fight against the coronavirus crisis.
We will continue getting the population vaccinated because we know that's one of the most important public health measures to contain this pandemic.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.